We'll begin Be'ezer Hashem, Hayuma Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And we'll start from Tana Rabbanan again. It's about six lines down from the top. We had seen this Gemara last week. We'll just chazer over quickly this Gemara and then continue along on the new Gemara from this week about the Braisa. But we have to talk about certain things from last week that we had left hanging, some questions that we had, and therefore we'll start from this Gemara to refresh our memories. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. It says, Bisharecho, Chsavtam al Mezuzos Beisecho Bisharecho, you shall write it on your houses, Beisecho Bisharecho, and on your gates. Says the Gemara, Echad Sharei Batim, Echad Sharei Chatzeres, Echad Sharei Medinis, Echad Sharei Yayores. All different types of gates are obligated, seemingly from the Gemara Midoraisa, to put up a mezuzah on these gates. Whether they're gates to homes, gates to courtyards, gates to medinas, which Rashi said are cities encased and enveloped by trees and forests, or the city gates, also obligated in mezuzah. And yesh ben chevas mitzvah lamakoim, they indeed have an obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put up a mezuzah. Shenema, as it says, Mishum Shenema, Chsavtem HaMezuzah is Beisecho Uvish Orecho. So Amalei Abayil Rav Safra, Hani Avuli de Mechuzah. These gates that were at the entranceway to Mechuzah, my time Alei Avdul Rabbanu Mezuzah. Why were there no mezuzah put up on the gates to Mechuzah? Amalei, so Rav Safra said, Hanu Chizik La'akra de Kuvi Hu de Avidi. They're just made to be support beams, a support beam and a support lintel. That's what it's made for, and therefore does not require a mezuzah. If the structure of the Tzuras HaPesach, namely the two mezuzahs, the two posts with the top bar, the lintel, if it's not there as being made for an entrance or an exit way, then it's not considered a doorway obligated to mezuzah. Even though by chance it happens to form a Tzuras HaPesach. There is a Shaila, Surah B'Yashir brings in his Sefer Shaila, can you use that for an Eruv? If you wanted to use as a Tzuras HaPesach, you have two posts and a string, let's say, or a going across, can you use that also if it wasn't intended to be Tzuras HaPesach? What can it be used also as an Eruv? Says the Gemara, Amalei Va'akrin de Kubigufa Tabay Mezuzah. You should really need a mezuzah for that structure itself. The Ha'isbe Dira L'Shem Ebeis Asurin. Because it seems that there was a little home, a little room where the prison warden would live. And because of that, it should require a mezuzah. The Hatanya, because we learned, Beis HaKnesses, Yesh Bei Beis Dira L'Chazen HaKnesses, a shul that has in it a special room for the Chazen HaKnesses to live in, Chayev is B'mezuzah. So here too, even though this structure on its own does not require a mezuzah, but since it is an entrance way to the warden's the dira, to his living quarters as well, it should require mezuzah because of that. So so must be the reason why they didn't put up at the city gates of Mechuzah is Mishum Sakono. It must be that they were worried about something. The Sanya, as we learned in Bryce, the Mezuzah's Yachin Nivdekes Pamayim B'Shavua, that a mezuzah of an individual, they required, it's only a din derabbanan, b'dayraisa, why don't you need it? We rely on the concept called chazaka. What was, we can assume, is still. And as it was kosher when it went in, you can still assume that it was kosher. You don't have to assume that it had changed. The truth is, the Afi Shaila, we mentioned the Chassam Sefer last week, what are you really checking from? He's Madaik from Rashi. Rashi says two things, Shema Nirkava or Nignava. You worried it got stolen or it got worn out. Perhaps it got faded out. Indeed, this past week, I checked some of my mezuzahs, started taking some of them down. As I mentioned last week, the ones that are really exposed to the elements, they're outside. I checked one that's outside my back door, and indeed, there's a faded away part in the Ayin of Shema. I have to get it fixed. But those that are exposed also wasn't wrapped properly in the when they wrapped it back up from the last time, and therefore it indeed was worn out. So the kasha that they asked, that if you're relying on chazaka, but yet you're worried that maybe it does get worn out, maybe that should break the chazaka. The chazaka we so stays as long as we don't know anything changed from it. But if you really worry that if it's exposed to the elements that it could change and start getting worn out, so then you don't have that chazaka anymore. But it still seems that there's a chazaka. Midiraisa, midrabana, they said an individual in his own home should check a mezuzah every approximately 3.5 years. Vishal rabin, but if it's a public place, then pamayim b'yovel, twice in 50 years. Here we have a machlekes rishayim. Rashi says the reason is because we don't want to put too much strain on the rabin, because you tell people, listen, you have to have the mezuzah of the city gate checked. Everybody will say, you will let that guy do it, and let the other guy do it. So Rashi says, all right, twice in 50 years, that we can be matriach, and more than that, not. The Rishonim, several Rishonim, Tosfos Yeshanim, and others ask, the Gemara is about to tell a story of something that happened while they were checking mezuzahs. So it seems not because we don't want to bother the people when you're talking about a communal mezuzah, but rather because of the issue of sakana, because of a danger that it can present, either a financial danger or a physical danger. So they learn different pshat, and they say, no, the reason why a mezuzah of a rabbim doesn't have to be checked is because of this reason, because you're worried that if people have to check in and it's in a public place, you're worried that our Gentile neighbors may start thinking we're into witchcraft. As the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Ba'artav and Echon, there was a person who was checking the mezuzah, Sheyabaydi mezuzah b'shikho elyon shel Tzipori, in the upper marketplace of Tzipori, Yomotzer Kazder Echon, and an officer, a non-Jewish officer, found him in Otlam Elav Zuz, and he fined him on the spot 1,000 zuz, obviously a huge sum of money just for checking a mezuzah. So he claimed that he was into some witchcraft. And for that reason, we don't have to put up in a public place. Yumara has a question on this story. People who are involved and engaged in doing a mitzvah do not have to be worried about being damaged. Demara says, hey, the kviya hazeka shani. That when it's something that is sort of an established place that trouble could happen, or more prone to happen, indeed, that we do have to be concerned. The Siv, as the story goes, by Shmuel, by Yemer Shmuel, Eich Eilech, how could I go try to inaugurate David while Shaul is still the king? V'sham HaShaul V'harguni is going to kill me. And Hashem agreed with his argument. V'yemer Hashem Eich Lasbaka Tich B'yodecha, take a carbon, and V'amart Luzbech V'Hashem Bosi. Adkan, until here we had already learned last week. Let's go continue further now. Tani Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana taught the following halacha in front of Rav Yehuda. Beis HaTeven, a place that you store straw or hay. Or Beis HaBakar, a place where the cattle is taken to take care of them, maybe to eat there. Or Beis HaEitzim, or a place to store the wood. Or Beis HaEitzreis, or a storage house for wine or oil, Rashi says, or produce. And Rashi points out, and these are not places where people live. They're just storage houses, as we know, a garage, a storage house, or a place for storage. Peturim and mezuzah, these are exempt from bringing a mezuzah. Memnei shahanoshim noyasois bohen, because the women are noyasois in them. What does that mean? Umay noyasois. What does that mean? Noyasois. Says the Gemara, roichtsois. Rashi says the word noyaseis comes from the word hana'ah, where they pleasure themselves there, and it means in the term of that they bathe over there. So since they bathe over there, Rashi says, and they are there without their clothing, that is not a covered shamayim. It's not appropriate to put up a mezuzah over there. It's not covered shamayim. They stand there arumais, and therefore it's exempt from a mezuzah. What does it sound like? It sounds like from Rav Kahana that really these places by themselves, would they be chayiv in a mezuzah or not?
By themselves they would.
Meaning Rav Kahana says even though these are not places where people live in them, sleep or eat, it's just place where they store their possessions or food or material, they should be required in the mezuzah. Not sure if Kahana said. However, here you have an overriding factor that since the women use it to bathe themselves, it's exempt from mezuzah. Good. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, no. You're telling me time at the Rechetzeis? You tell me the only reason it's potter is because they bathe themselves there? Hostama, but if it be a regular Besa storage, we'll call it Chayovin Vahatanya. We learned the Brice that it says Refes Bokar Peturim and Amazuza. A Refes Bokar, which will translate as a stable where the cattle stay, the animals stay, is Peturim and Amazuza. What's the kasha on this? Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the Brice says that a place where the cattle is always is Potter from Amazuza. So Tosfos is very quick to point out, one second, Rav Kahana will say, yeah, you know why that is? That's because the women bathe over there. And that's why it's part of it. I mean, that's what the Braisa means to say.
Women bathing in a barn with animals?
Ah, very good. Says Tosfos, Beis HaBokar and Refes Bokar are two different places. The Beis HaBokar is, it just happens to be that you bring the cattle there. Again, maybe to feeding time you would bring them there. Maybe to bathe the animals. But the Refes HaBokar is the place that they are constantly there. And there, indeed, Tosfos says, no one would use that place to bathe themselves. The women wouldn't stay there. So that can't be the reason why it's exempt. So why is it exempt? Must be, says Rabbi Yehuda, that a place not made for a person to live in is exempt from mezuzah. Says the Gemara, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, I understand the braisa like this. Elamai noyasais. What does it mean that the women are noyasais there? Miskashtais. They actually adorn themselves over there. Rashi says they put on their perfume, their makeup over there. Meaning to say, v'hachiktani, v'rafa pisha noshim iskashtoisham b'en b'turin. In other words, you have a place which you use just as a storage house, but it happens to be that the woman in the house set up her table for her to put on her perfume or makeup over there. So you may think, well, now it's used for actually for human purposes, sort of like a living place. Says the Braisa, Afal Pikain, that's not enough to constitute a Beis Dira. It's just a place that she goes to put on her perfume. That doesn't constitute a Beis Dira. It's exempt from mezuzah. So in other words, we have Rav Kahana that says, what's the mitigating factor to be potter from mezuzah? That the women bathe over there. If it would be, women would not come over there, they would be chayiv in a mezuzah. That's stoma. Rabbi Yehuda says, the case of stoma is what? If it's stoma, it is potter from mezuzah. In other words, just a Beis HaOitzer, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaOitzer. In other words, let's think of it as a garage. According to Rav Kahana, a garage is chayiv in mezuzah. However, if they use it for the women to bathe, it's not covered shalayim, it's potter. Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. A garage really is potter from mezuzah. If the women use it as a place to be miskashit, to adorn themselves over there, you may think that it's chayiv and mezuzah, and we'll see there is an opinion like that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's potter from mezuzah. Okay? That's the machlokes. Omar Leir of Kahana. So Rav Kahana said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'shehanoshim iskastosh bohen peturin. You want to say that if they adorn themselves over there, they're actually potter? V'hatanya. We learned in another braisa. It says, a refes bokar peturim and a mezuzah. A stable is potter from mezuzah. V'shehanoshim iskastosh bohen chayev is b'mezuzah. And if it's a place where the women adorn themselves there, it's chayev b'mezuzah. Now, you just, Rabbi Yehuda, said what? You said that a stable, even if they would adorn themselves there, what do you say? It's still potter. And yet this braisa says that if the women are miskashit over there, it's chayiv mezuzah. Elo, ma'isach l'meimah. So what are you going to have to say, Rabbi Yehuda? What are you going to have to agree to me? You're going to have to admit that miskashtois Tanoihi miskashtes, obviously, is a machloikis tanoim. In other words, you understand one brisa that you brought, that even though the women are miskashet there, it's still putter. But I showed you there's another brisa, obviously, that disagrees, and that indeed that could be an overriding factor to be machayiv in mezuzah, that if women use it as their makeup stand or their makeup room, they're chayiv in mezuzah. So if that's what you're going to have to agree to me, says Rav Kahana, so then ledidi nami, we're now at the second line with the wide lines, the middle wide lines. Ledidi nami also, to me also, stoma tanoihi. I will say that this, then when you have a beis ha'oitzer, beis ha'bokar, etc., you have a garage, it's a machlekes tanoim. I'm of the opinion that really it's chayiv, except if the women bathe there. I'm of the opinion that chayiv, that I have a Tana that agrees with me. But there's another Tana that disagrees, and that's okay. And he's going to bring now, we're going to bring a brisa. The sign we learned in a brisa, it says, Beis Echo, your house is mechuyev a mezuzah. Beis Echo ha-meyuchad loch. It has to be a house which is intended for the person. Prat, lebeis ha-teven, or lebeis ha-boker, lebeis ha-eitzin, lebeis ha-eitzreis, all of these things, shepeturim in ha-mezuzah. Why? Because they're not made for the person to live in. Well, b'v'yeish mechayevin. But there are those who say, yechayevin mezuzah. So here, right here, you see that there is a machloikis, tanoim, in this brisa, whether you have a case of stam, Rav Kahana will explain, that means women don't come in there at all, not to bathe, and not to adorn themselves, it's just a storage house, and you have a machlokes whether it's chayiv mezuzah or not. So here we have a brisa, is a garage, a storage house, chayiv mezuzah or patur mezuzah. The brisa continues, be'emes amru, they said a halacha, beis hakisei, a bathroom, ubeis habursaki, a tannery, ubeis hamerchatz, a bathhouse, ubeis hatvila, and a place to go to the mikveh, v'shehanashim ne'oiseis bohen, and a place where the women are ne'oiseis, which Rav Kahana will explain means Reichatzais, where they bathe, and Rabbi Yehuda will explain it means Miskashtais, they adorn themselves over there. And such a thing is Peturim in Amezuzah. That's what the Braisa says. So if Kahana Metaris Letaimei, if Rabbi Yehuda Metaris Letaimei, each one is going to explain this last Braisa according to their reasoning. Okay, let's try to follow along. Rav Kahana Metaris Letaimei, he'll explain like this. Beisecha is Beisecha Meyuchaloch. Fine, that's clear. If it's your house, that's where you live, that's where you eat, you sleep, it's chayiv in mezuzah. Prat, it comes to exclude lebeis ha-teven, lebeis ha-boker, lebeis ha-eitzin, lebeis ha-eitzreis, all of these storage places or places for animals, shepetur menazut mezuzah. When is that? That's bistam. That's if no other mitigating factor is involved in those places. V'yesh mechayivim bistam. And some say, no, in that garage or that Beis HaBakor or Beis HaEitzim, that is Chayiv. Be'emes Amru Beis HaKizim, Beis HaBurzki, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaTfilah. B'Shanoshim Ne'oiseis Bohen, Umay Ne'oiseis, what does that mean Ne'oiseis? Reichatzais. Again, Rav Kahana is just explaining this Braisa like he interpreted the earlier Braisa. It means that if the Noshim are Reichatzais Sham, that if they indeed bathe over there, so that's a factor that it can exempt from Mezuzah Peturim Mina Mezuzah. So the Gemara asks, you tell me because the women bathe there, that's why it's Pater? Ihachi hainu merchatz. You already told me a merchatz, which is a bathhouse where they bathe, is Pater from Mezuzah. So why do I have to tell me another din? The Gemara says, Ashmina merchatz de rabim, Ashmina merchatz de yachid. When I said bathhouses are Pater from Mezuzah, that's a public bathhouse. But now I'm telling you, if we're even at a private place where women themselves, a woman will bathe over there, is also part of the mezuzah, that's the chiddush over there. The sulchid, I think, merchatz, the rabbim, when you have a merchatz which is made for the public, the nafish zuhamei, where there's a lot of, how do they translate it? Nafish zuhama? smelliness that's exuded from all the people coming to bathe is a lot, because a lot of people. So that maybe would be putter. But avamechus the yachid, it's only an individual bathing the lenafish zume, it's not so filthy. Eimalachayim mezuzah, maybe I would think it is mechayim mezuzah. Kamash melon the brisa, therefore the brisa tell me is this halacha. A bathhouse, whether it's public or private, is putter from an mezuzah. So again, just to recap, what does Rav Kahana say? Rav Kahana says that all these storage houses, min hastam, they're chayiv mezuzah. A garage is chayiv mezuzah. I only use it to store, I don't sleep there, it's chayiv mezuzah. However, if women use it to bathe over there, it's not covered shemayim anymore, it's part of a mezuzah. And then you have a list of beis hakiseh, beis hamerachah, it's a bathhouse, a mikveh, they're also part of a mezuzah. That's Rav Kahana. Rav Yehuda mitaris l'taimei, and Rav Yehuda goes according to his own reasoning. Hachi k'tani, this is how you have to interpret the braisa. Beis echo, beis hamiyuchilach. It has to be a house that's intended for your living purposes. Prat, to exclude, beila beis hatevena, beis habokra, beis eitzen, beis ha'oitzreis, p'dur min ha'zuzah. He says the stam is their part of min ha'zuzah. A garage is not chayiv in min ha'zuzah according to Rav Yehuda. And afilu miskashtois, even if women use it to adorn themselves over there, it's still not chayiv in a mezuzah. However, yesh mechayiv in some, in that case, say that it is chayiv in a mezuzah. Bimiskashtois. Avol stam divriyakol potter, but if it's just a storage house, no other mitigating factors, Yehuda says potter. Be'emes amru, a halacha was said, beis hakiseh, beis habursaki, u beis hamerchus, u beis hatvila, afal pisha, anoshim is kashtois, b'en, peturim, ben amezuzah, mishim denofish zu'amei. Even though the women use it to adorn themselves, those places are putter, because they in themselves have a filth to it because of what's done over there, in the tannery, in the bathhouse, and the bathroom, and therefore it's putter ben amezuzah. So that's the end of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Kahana. And now we're going to have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who again, Rabbi Yehuda says that a storage house, which goes in the category, beis ha'oitzreis, beis ha'eitzim, store wood, to store wine, to use it to bring the animals there, all of these things, if not used for anything else, is potter from mezuzah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Gemara is now going to have a kasha on that. Rav Yehuda, stoma, divrei hakol potter. You say that everybody agrees that it's only used for storage. It's potter. V'atanya, we learned in the brisa. It says bisharecha. This is a brisa we started with before as well. Bisharecha and your gates, you need to put up a mezuzah. Echad sharei batim, gates of a house. Ve'echad sharei chatzeres, gates of a chotzer. Ve'echad sharei medinos, gates of a medina. Ve'echad sharei yayores, of cities. And we add into this list virefes, which is a stable, velulin, which is a chicken coop, umatbein, which is a bias for tevin, to store hay and straw, v'oitzris yayin, v'oitzris shemen, all of these storage houses and all of these gates, chayovin b'mezuzah, are chayiv to put up a mezuzah. So you see, even though these are storage houses, the brisa says you chayiv mezuzah. And it's not because... It's not because what? Maybe Yehuda will say, oh, that's because the women use it to adorn themselves over there. Can't be. Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos says, Le'avamotzi l'shnuyah b'miskashtos. You couldn't say it's talking about that they adorn themselves there. Why not? Tosfos says two answers. First of all, because one of the places in the list is a refes bakar. What's a refes bakar? A barn or a stable. And Taisa said before already, barns and stables, the women don't go into. So that's not a possibility. We're talking about because the women adorn themselves there, that's why it's chayav in a mezuzah. Because it's behemoth, it's by kviyas. Inamik, even the tonally bahadi hanov, since it listed with all the rest of them, it has to be, we're talking about a stam case, and therefore this is a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who says a stam case is potter. Here you see that it is chayav. That's the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Now, before we stop, let's just finish the brisa. The brisa continues. Yochel, you might think shani marbe. I would also include in the chiyuv mezuzah af beis shar. What's a beis shar? A beis shar is a small home. I want to call it a home. A small room, which you can go. Rashi says it's before the gate of the chatzer is a small room, which you can go through that room into the courtyard. You can go into the gate, or you can go through this small room into the courtyard. Yudas is a shortcut, Rashi says. Is that room that goes into the courtyard, do you have to put a mezuzah up on that door? Or, what about achsadra? Rashi says achsadra is like a vestibule, a hallway before the house. Is that chayv mezuzah? Or mirpeset. A mirpeset is not what we call in the modern day mirpeset. It's like a porch outside your house. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here, mirpeset is that there were many homes on the second floor, Rashi says, and you would go up onto this mirpeset. You would go up onto this sort of walkway, and from there into the various homes. So the entranceway to this walkway, is that chayv mezuzah or not? These three things, the beis shar, this little house going into the courtyard, the achsadra, the vestibule, and the mirpeset, which is the walkway above, which leads into the houses, I might think they're also chayv mezuzah. Tama loymar bayis. It has to be a house which you live in. Ma bayis miuchad ladira, yotzu elu, these are excluded, she'ein miuchad ladira, they're not used for purposes of living, they use as purposes of just entry and exit way. Yochel is still the brisa. Yochel shani marba av beis hakise, beis haburski, beis hamerechos, beis hatvila. Maybe those should be included because you do things in there that are sort of normal living activities. You don't just pass through in and out. Tamalim rabayis. It says it has to be a house. Ma bayis osi lekavoid, av kala osi lekavoid. Anything that's chayv and mezuzah has to be, it's a room that's made for respectable bakovedike purposes. And beis hamerchus, beis hakisei are excluded. The brisa continues. Yochel shani marbe af har habayis. It's used for respectable things. It is a bayis. The halishka is all the chambers, va'azores, and all of the big rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalaymer, bias. In other words, we understood all this from bias. What do we learn? Ma bias shehu chol, just like a house that the Torah speaks about, is one of non-holy place, meaning a regular person's house. Afkol shehu chol, it has to be the bias, the yichai mezuzah, chol, yotzu elu shein kodesh, that these are kodesh. A part of the Beis HaMikdash. To Yuvta, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is now going to bring a brisa, and we'll start it quickly, just to get into our discussion now. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamei de Rava. Shisha She'arim, there are six gates that are Peturim and Amezuzah. Six cases which are put from mezuzah. And what are they? Beis HaTeven, this we saw before, Ubeis HaBokar, Ubeis HaEitzim, Ubeis HaEitzreis, those four we're familiar with already from Amud Aleph. Uvshar HaModai, the gates that they used to make in Modai, and we'll explain why. Uvshar She'enem Mekura, and also a gate that does not have a roof above this gate or the place that it goes into. And the last thing, v'shar sheni gavay ayud, a gate that's not at least 10 tefachim tall. If it's too short, it doesn't constitute a doorway because you can't use it in a normal way. Omar Leitzer, first he says to him, pascha b'shisha. You tell me they have six cases that are exempt from mezuzah, and then v'salka b'shiva. Then you listed seven, right? Six gates are pater, and here's the list. And you gave me seven. Says the Gemara, Amalei Shara Amodai Tanoihi. Okay, we'll see. This arch doorway is Machlekes Tanoim. That we'll have to wait till next week about what the Shara Amodai, these arches are, and when they're putter, when they're not putter, where the Machlekes is. But this last thing we just did is we mentioned last week in passing from the Rambam who gives a list of 10 conditions. The Rambam in the beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchas Mezuzah, Asara Tinoin Yesh Bibayis, Ba'akach Yishayev Hador Boy Lazar the Mezuzah. You have 10 conditions you need to be Chayev Mezuzah, and if you're missing any of them, you're not Chayev Mezuzah. And one of them is V'tiyaloi Tikra. You have to have a roof. So I forgot who it was who asked last week, a very good Kasha, which indeed, the Rishonim asked this Kasha. The Kasha was, that we learned last week, and we learned this week again, on the top of the Amid and on the bottom of the Amid, that gates that lead into courtyards or into cities are Chayev Mezuzah. What happened? There's no roof. How can you be Chayev Mezuzah? The Rambam says, and this is the Brice we just learned now, that you need to have a roof in order to constitute a bias, and otherwise it should not be Chayev Mezuzah. So we have two terutzim and two approaches in the Rishonim to deal with this Kasha. One of them is, someone want to offer a suggestion? What's the terutz to this Kasha? The Braisa says, in order to have a chayv and a mezuzah in a house, you have to have a roof. Yet, it says if you have a gate leading into a courtyard, you need a mezuzah on that. How could that be? The courtyard doesn't have a roof.
It's not a house. It's a little hut.
It's not a house. I'm not talking about the hut, the base shower. I'm talking about a big courtyard. The courtyard goes in then off to many different houses. That courtyard. And so what's the answer?
The Braisa says, the house of that.
A house! What's the chilik? What's the pshat? So the Rosh gives this teretz. The Rosh says, when do you need to have a roof in order to be chayv and a mezuzah? That's when you're dealing with a house. Because the normal way of a house, if you were going to eat and sleep and live in this house, is to have a roof overhead. If you don't have a roof, well, that's not much of a house. Mashiachim, he's telling about a courtyard, the normal usage that people use in their courtyard is supposed to be open and unroofed. Very simple teretz, that's what the Rosh explains, that's why that's Beisecha, and that's Bisharecha Deshar to Yechotzer. That's how the Rosh answers this. The Rambam gives a different teretz. The Rambam says like this, really the gate leading into a courtyard should be Pater. But since the courtyard leads into houses which are mechuyev and mezuzah, so therefore the gate of the courtyard sort of gets schlepped after the houses, and that's why it's chayev and mezuzah. The Rambam writes that really a base shahr, an achsadra mepesa, which we just learned before, are potif and mezuzah, because they're not made for a dira. But if there were houses that were chayv and mezuzah, that opened up into them, you chayv and mezuzah. Says the Ramam lefikach, therefore, in halacha ches, echad sharei chatzeiros, vechad sharei mevois, vechad sharei medinah, vayoreis, kulam chayav mezuzah. Why? Sharei abatim, achayavim mezuzah, poisin l'seichon. In other words, the Rambam says they are not mechuyev and mezuzah on their own merit. By themselves they're potter really because it's an open roof. But rather, why are they mechuyev and mezuzah?
They're attached to the house.
Because they're attached or they're leading into a place which is chayev and mezuzah. Is that clear? Do we have the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam clear? Okay. Let us go on now. There is a halacha brought in the Shailas Hatshuvas Maharil, Simin Sadi Dalet. It's brought in the Beis Yosef in Yerideh, Simin Reish Peites of Mezuzah. And it's brought also la halacha in the Taz in Simin Reish Peites Sivkotin Dalet. Maharil says the following. What happens if you have a house, in front of the house is a courtyard, and a door leading from the courtyard to the street? Right, you have a street, a courtyard, and a house. Which side of the door between the house and the chotzer, the house and the courtyard, do you put it? Do you put it on the right side going into the house, or do you put it on the right side going into the courtyard? That's the kasha. Now, this kasha is not so uncommon. What happens if you have two rooms? You have a dining room, you have a living room. You have a kitchen, you have a dining room. And there's one door in between them. Right? You can go into the kitchen, you can go into the dining room. Where do you put the mezuzah up? Which side? Going into the living room, going to the dining room. Going to the kitchen, going to the dining room. What do? So, one way around it is you put it into the main room. Oh, we'll talk about that soon. But one way, the Gemara says in Menachos, what you do is you go baser heker tzir, meaning you see which way are the hinges put that the door opens into that place. And wherever the door opens into, that's the room that deserves the mezuzah, and you put it on the right side going into where the door goes in. That's in between two rooms. You have a kitchen and a dining room, both of them are main rooms. Which side do you put it? Whichever way the door goes into, that's the room, you put it on the right side going into that room. Good. Says the Ma'aril, when you have a courtyard that has one door going into the street and another door going into the house, which place do you put it? Going into the house or going into the courtyard? What does the Ma'aril say? You check the hinges. Whichever way the door swings into, that's the room that requires mezuzah. You put it on the right side going in. Good?
It's a room for you.
Right, you have a revolving door. What do you do over there? Right.
Or a saloon door.
Yeah, also a good question, right?
The houses here have, you know, that kind of door.
Is this going around
in
circles?
The saloon, right. So you'll have to have another factor to weigh in to which side you should put it in. Put it up, right. Yeah. I mean, if all things are equal, then you can put it on any side, you're fine. Okay? But we'll talk about another case. That's one case the Ma'aril says. Second case, the Ma'aril says. It's really derived from what the Ma'aril says, the Taz says. What happens if you have a house that's opened up to a chatzir, what we call it in America is a backyard, but there's no other way to get into the backyard except from your house? Or you live in a second floor, or you have a second floor, and it leads from one room onto a porch, but an enclosed porch, that there's no other way to get to that porch except from the room. Which side do you put the mezuzah on? Do you put it on the right side going out to the porch, or on the right side going into the house? What do you say? So the Ma'aril says,
to go out to the porch, because you can't come back in unless you go out, so that's...
Oh, very good point. Evan makes a good point. You can't get into the house without going out of the house first. Right? It's a good point. We'll see. Ramesh Feinstein makes this point about this case. This is a major machlokes in the Achrayim about this particular case. It's very common. Very common. You have a porch, and the door from the house leads out to the porch. Where do you put the mezuzah? Or a porch going out to the backyard. Where do you put the mezuzah? Right side going out to the backyard, right side going into the house. Here the Ma'aril says you don't go with the bus with the heker tzir. Here you don't do that.
Why?
Okay? Why? We'll see in a moment. Here the Ma'aril says that in this case you put it on the right side going into the house. That's what he says. You put it on the right side going into the house. That's what the Taz says in the name Ma'aril. The Beis Meir, Meir Posen, and the Chazayin Ish, when dealing with this question, ask very strongly on the Ma'aril. And they say, the Ma'aril must understand that a chotzer has its own obligation of a mezuzah. If you could tell me that if you have a street, and then the chotzer, and then the bayis, right? You have the street, the courtyard, and the house. And you have a question which side you should put it into the house, our first case, right? And you say, well, let's see, whichever way it swings into, that means you're equating the house and the courtyard. They say, what are you talking about? The Rambam says that what's the whole reason a chatzir is obligated in a mezuzah? Only because it's tefil to the house. Because it leads into the house. Right? So if it leads into the house, what's the main room? Is the house. No question about it, they say. Of course you put into the right side going into the house, not maybe going to the right side into the chatzir. Must be, who does the Maril understand like? If the Maril doesn't go like the Rambam's understanding of the Chiyuv in a chatzir, who does he go like? He goes like the Rush. It must be he understood the Rush says actually a chatzir is chayav by itself because that's the nature of the usage of a chatzir. So it stands on its own right, its own merit. That's what the it must be he goes like the Rush. He says, however, we have many proofs from the Gemara that that can't be the case. The Beis Meir here in Yeridaya says that the im she'eni kedai lach lekam la maril, even though I'm not really worthy to argue against the maril, tayrihi v'lul marani tzarech kiladaiti, it's tamuahu that you should be chayiv in a chatzir going into a house, that you should put it on the right side of the house. Okay? But he asks several questions. And one of the questions that he asks is as follows. He actually says that his nephew, through marriage, who was the Rabbi Yaakov Melitza, the Nesivis, was says he once had this question when he was putting up a mezuzah in his new house. It sounded like he was a newlywed, and he didn't know what to do. So he asked the Rav of the Av Bezin in the town of Geluga, and he told him what to do. But here was the question. The Beis Meir asked like this. The Mordechai, we mentioned this before, the Mordechai writes that you only have to go with the Heker Tzir. Yeah, you only have to go with the hinge and where the door goes into. That's if all things are equal. He says, but if you have one room which is a main room, one is an ikr and the other one is a tuffel. He says, of course you go with the right side going to the main room. So he says, if you have a chatzir, a courtyard, and you have a bayis, of course the main room is the bayis. Of course the house is the main one, and therefore you should go into the right side going into the house. He says, that's clear, that's what it should be. That's what the Beis Meir says. What the Av Bezin of Geluga said, he says, no, that's you misinterpreted the Mordechai. He didn't mean what's the main room, either the house or the chatzir. He meant what's the main usage of the door. That's what he meant. Not the main room, but the main usage of, not the main usage of the rooms, but the main usage of the door. Which door sort of is used more frequently? He says, well, in that case, it's hard to tell. You go into the house, you go out of the house. You go into the house, into the courtyard, into the house. Therefore, that's not a determining factor. That's what the Av Bezin of Geluga says. The Beis Meir says, I still cannot give in to this. He says, just look at the terminology. When people say, he writes it in Yiddish, he says like this. He says, when you want to say, you go, I've derichte Zeit for a Reingehen. Going in, you put it on the right side. He says, when you go into the house, you say, Ich will arrein. He says, what do you say? Ich will arrein, or you say, Ich will arrein. When you go into the house, you have, Ich will arrein into the house, or arrein into the house. How do you say? You want to go into the house or out of the house? You say, I want to go into the house. When you go to the courtyard, you say, I'm going into the courtyard or out to the courtyard? Well, when you go out to your when you go out to the porch, what do you say? Am I going into the porch? No, you're going out to the porch. We go back to the house, what do you say?
Going into the house.
So he says, everybody knows that you have to put the mezuzah on the right side going in. So he says, it's clear to him that when you go out to the porch, you're going out. When you go into the house, you're going in. That's one of his rights. That's what the Beis Meir says, that's what it should be. Just to tease your brains a moment, the Avnei Nezer in Simon Shimpei Beis brings this machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, and he says, again, you have to hear this one, you'll love this nafkamina. The Rambam says that really a chatzar by itself is not chayiv. Why is it only chayiv? Because it goes into the house. The Rosh says the chatzar is chayiv on its own. Says the Avnei Nezer, I have a question like this. What happens if a person owns a house, but he doesn't own the courtyard? He owns the house, but he doesn't own the courtyard. It's someone else's courtyard who lets him have access. According to the Rosh, You're not going to be chayiv on the chutzer. Why? It's not my chutzer. I'm not chayiv if it's not mine, unless you live in 30 days. You wouldn't be chayiv. According to the Rambam, since this chutzer leads to my house, which I am chayiv, then you be chayiv a mezuzah based on the house. The chutzer becomes tefillah to the house. Okay. So that's the Beis Meir and that's the Chazon Ish. And therefore they understand that if you have a porch, certainly if it's closed on all sides and the only way to go in is from the house, that becomes tuffle to the house. That's only secondary, and therefore the main room is the house, and therefore you should always have it on the right side going into the house. So in other words, the Chazon Ish and the Beis Meir want to paskin against the Maril and say you do it on the right side going in. However, the Chazon Ish was bothered by your Kasha Evan, which Rav Moshe in the Tshuva also in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Bei Aleph also brings up, that if there's no other access to the porch except going out of the house to go back in, how could you even call that an entryway? Right? It has to be Derech Knisa, Derech Bi'oscha, as we'll learn in the Gemara next week. You have to go into it. How could you be going into the house if you first have to go out of the house? So the Chazon Ish actually paskins on a porch, you put it on the right side, but you don't make a bracha. Because of that, don't make a bracha. That's what the Chazon Ish paskin. But if you paskin not like the Maril, and they say certainly you have to go with the right side going in. So it comes out that this is the machloik between the Maril and the Tazu paskins like that, that you would say you put it on the right side going out onto the porch, going out into the courtyard. And the Beis Meir and the Chazon Ish say you put it on the right side going into the house. That's how they paskin. Maybe you have an Eitzah. How could it be Yitzah both Shitas?
Straight.
Ceiling?
No. One of them hold you have to put it on the right side going into the house. The other one says you put it on the right side going out to the Chotzer. So how could you be Mekayim both? Put it on the middle and top. See, you're not Mekayim anybody. That doesn't sound like such a good suggestion.
We don't know whether we're coming or going.
Put up two.
So maybe put up two of them. On the right side going out for that Shita. On the right side going out. Now, the problem is like this. The Chamuda Daniel says in the Pesach Chuvah, he quotes like this. What happens when it's too lazy to check his mezuzahs? He says, you know what? I don't want to take all my mezuzahs down and check them. You know what? I'll buy new mezuzahs, no problem. And I'll put them up next to the other mezuzah.
One of them's good.
Right? I'll say, you know, the other one. It's Asir Mishum Bal Taisif. One mezuzah and not two mezuzahs. Because it says, when it says shtei mezuzahs in the pasuk, that's two. Here's one mezuzah. Can't put up another mezuzah. Okay? However, that's only on one doorpost. On two doorposts, that's not Bal Taisif. And it could be that one's mukhiv, could be that one's mukhiv. Lamaisa, that suggestion is given by the Arul Tzion, B'tzin Abba Shaul, but Lamaisa, the Paiskim are not happy with that suggestion, and the Minhag them not to do such a thing. We'll end with this. Rabbi Yashiv in his Sefer, without this whole discussion, just says that the Minhag in Yerushalayim was always like the Maril, when you have a porch coming off of a room of a house. The Minhag was that you put it on the right side going into that, going out to the Mirpeset, going out to the porch, going out to the courtyard, like the Maril said. He said that was the Minhag Yerushalayim. He says, but the Minhag today has changed. Most of the places has changed to the Psak of the Chazon Ish, that you put it on the right side going into the house. And that's even if it's a closed courtyard. Rabbi Kiva Ego, by the way, also passing like this, Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe says Tarachi, and Rabbi Kiva Ego says in that case, but certainly if you have another access, another place which accesses the porch, or accesses the courtyard, then it will be another reason why you can put it on the right side going into the house, and that's halacha l'maaseh.